Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, the time certainly does fly when you're having fun. Great thanks to my special guest with me this afternoon, Tom Paulsiewicz, two-time congressional candidate, Navy veteran, and small business owner. Always such a pleasure to have you with me, Tom. And thanks to all of you for all of your great participation today in what was a No Kings Redux, just talking about the amazing experiences everybody had. And one of the most interesting moments this afternoon, Tom, was me talking with one of my favorite conservative callers, a friend of mine named Gary. He was saying, hey, Donald Trump doesn't really act like a king. And we were getting into that a bit. One of the indicators that he absolutely is acting like a king is Donald Trump's abuse of his pardon power. And there used to be, before Trump 2.0, this extensive vetting process. There were attorneys that would review requests for pardons. You know, but within hours of Donald Trump taking office on January 22nd of this year, he pardoned every single January 6th defendant or convict. He never said during his campaign that he would do that. In fact, he said he would limit that to folks that were nonviolent, which to me is like, which one, huh? Because if you were in the Capitol building, that sure looked pretty violent to me. But that was just the tip of the Donald Trump pardon iceberg. Last week, we learned that he pardoned George Santos. Shocking. Disgusting. What is the purpose? To incentivize corruption and fraud in Congress people? Like, that's not helpful. But I stumbled across an absolutely critical piece of sound. This is a former pardon attorney. Her name is Liz Oyer. And she's talking about what happens to the victims of these crimes, especially Donald Trump's particular penchant for pardoning white-collar criminals and the very devastating and shocking total dollar amounts that these convicted felons were supposed to repay to their fraud victims that Donald Trump has wiped away. Take a listen to former pardon attorney Liz Oyer break this down for us.
Donald Trump has now forgiven over $1.3 billion in debts owed to victims of white-collar crime using his pardon power. I'm Liz Oyer, the former pardon attorney for the Department of Justice. Donald Trump has been granting pardons to people who have defrauded and cheated others to get rich. The pardons have the effect of wiping out the legal obligation to repay the debt. Many of these people owe millions of dollars to their victims. They include Trevor Milton, who stole over $600 million from investors in his business. The Chrisleys, who owe over $22 million to banks that they defrauded. Michelle Fiore, who stole money from a police memorial fund and used it for plastic surgery. And Paul Walsack, who skimmed money off the top of his employees' paychecks and used it to buy a multi-million dollar yacht. I'm keeping tabs on all of these. The full list is posted on my Substack. You can find it at lawyeroyer.com. Some of you have asked if this is unusual. Yes, it is unprecedented in our history. Pardons are usually reserved for people who have paid their debts to society and shown remorse for their crime. How do we know that? Well, there's a long-standing rule book published by the Department of Justice called the Justice Manual that actually says that. It's available online. You can review it yourself. I know some of you will ask, what about Biden's pardons? Joe Biden did not use the pardon power to wipe out debts owed to victims of crimes.
Yeah. It's stunning. And last little bit of sound before we close out the day. Here is George Santos with Dana Bash saying, yeah, he's not going to repay his victims either. Take a listen to this.
This is about a fine. I mean, this is about paying money back. And whether you describe them as victims or just donors to the NRCC, what the court said is that they should get their money back. Will you work to try to do that?
Well, look, I can do my best to do whatever the law requires of me. So I don't know what that is. I've been out of prison for 2 days. I agreed to come here to speak with you candidly and openly and not to obfuscate. If it's required of me by the law, yes. If it's not, then no. I will do whatever the law requires me to do.
Nice, George. Real nice. Tom, last thoughts as we close out the show this afternoon.
When you normalize corruption, corruption becomes normal.
Yeah. And it's not supposed to be this way. It never was supposed to be this way. Folks, we're going to round out the show this afternoon. We got great guests lined up for you all week. Big thanks to you, Tom Paulswitz. He joins me most Mondays when he can squeeze me into his schedule, always bringing, I like to call Tom one of the most reasonable men in politics, always bringing that trademark calm reasonableness to our discussion. Lord knows some days I need that in much bigger doses than other days. Got to give a little love. I got a conservative on my text line, Mark from Sussex, saying, I absolutely love the way Trump gets under Lib's skin, Trump derangement syndrome. And I have this to say to you, Mark, as evidenced by your entire show today. Love how MAGAs can't talk about any issue or any criticism of Trump without reverting back to the most generalized nonsense talking points, changing the subject, invoking Obama or Biden or Marxists. You all do anything but talk about the issue at hand at any level of detail. It is all surface level nonsense. It's as if every MAGA has gotten a talking point memo. And that is all that can ever be said. We're going to leave it there, folks. Hope you have a beautiful afternoon. You too, Mark from Sussex, and Gary, my conservative caller. And of course, all of you fine people, have a blessed Monday afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow. You got Pete Schwabel coming up next with Nightlight. So keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.